My name is Seth Pratt. I come from the Blackfoot FFA chapter out in Idaho, and I've been elected to serve as the Western Region Vice President.
So how does that feel to say that?
It's still surreal. We've been elected now for about 25 or 30 minutes, and it definitely hasn't sunk in. It was shocking to have my name called out there in the convention hall, and even now, I still can't believe it's true.
Was this a goal of yours to be a national officer?
It has been, and definitely not for all of my FFA career. The past 2 years, I've been working hard and studying hard for this opportunity, but prior to that, I was totally focused on my own FFA membership and experiences within the state.
Tell me about that experience there in Idaho.
I grew up on a production beef ranch with my family. I'm the fifth generation on that ranch. The Pratt family actually settled it clear back in the homestead era. We raise commercial cattle, and I've had the opportunity to be involved in production agriculture my entire life. And that boded well as I went into agricultural education. I knew the benefits of FFA and studying agriculture from the first day of class. And ever since then, it's been an uphill journey.
When you look back over your FFA experience, who along the way has been there to provide you with that support that you needed?
Definitely my family ranks at the top of that list. As supporters and encouragers, my father and my mother have played a vital role. My best friends are my siblings, and I can't wait to call home and talk to my grandparents about what's happened this evening. As I look back over my FFA experience, it did start there with the family, but it's moved on to a few other individuals like my local FFA advisor and my state FFA advisor in Idaho, Mr. Ben Meyer. He's really invested a lot in me, and I look forward to paying that forward to FFA members across the country.
So what's it going to mean back home when they find out at your home chapter that here you are, a national officer?
I haven't the foggiest idea what might go through their minds. I know it'll be exciting. I can't wait to get home and bring the news back to Idaho and say the FFA provides members opportunities they can't imagine could come true. And they're available to everyone, even in a small state like Idaho.
So what kind of year are you anticipating?
A year of travel. If I was to anticipate anything, it would be the diversity of FFA that we will see. Everything from raising oranges in Florida, goats in Texas, to wheat on the high plains of North Dakota, and fruit production in California. I can't wait to see agriculture's many faces in the USA.
Have you had an opportunity? I know you just walked off stage as a national officer, but have you some thoughts in your mind on the message that you want to take with you as you travel and visit with FFA members?
As you look at FFA members across the country, about 27% of them actually come from rural farming backgrounds, so it's the minority of membership. That traditional FFA student that was the case in the 1940s, that's a lot different now. They're more urbanized and come to agriculture from a different perspective. As a national officer, I look forward to using my agricultural roots to relate to students that want to step into agriculture and want to learn to understand it. I have firsthand knowledge and experience about agriculture, and I can't wait to share that with students across the nation.
Let me ask you just one other thing. The week that you've had here in Indianapolis, what one or two things are you going to be able to take away from this experience?
And the week in Indianapolis is an incredible time as a candidate because it's something we've prepared for months, and then all of a sudden it happens over the span of about 4 days. And while the interviews are incredibly challenging, the friendships you create as you come through those challenges are truly, truly lifelong and remarkable as you look back on what formed those friendships. The other point is, as a candidate, you're under a tremendous amount of pressure to perform a certain way or display certain leadership qualities, but the resounding common note is to be yourself and express your true love for FFA, agriculture, agricultural education, and really show a genuine persona. The nominating committee wants to know that who they elect is who will serve as a national office and that there's no discrepancy between those two. Being willing to be genuine and the friendships are two of the biggest points coming out of a week of national officer interviews.
Okay, Seth, I know I said I was going to ask you one more, but another question did come to mind. After your year as a national officer, what's in your future?
I would like to spend 5 to 8 years in agribusiness, and whether that's working with animal agribusiness or international agribusiness, I look forward to that 5 to 8 year span. After that, I really intend to return home, raise cows, and raise kids. One of my biggest goals in life is to be a great father, and raising cattle, doing that with a family is one of the best ways to make a family strong and healthy.
Seth, I have a feeling that all of those are in your future. Congratulations on being elected a national officer.
Thank you.